This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Peter Shumlin kicked off his bid for a third term in the governor's office. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Democrat says he won't rest until he's put a single-payer health care system in place.
Vermont is one of only two states where governors serve two-year terms. And the brevity of the span between elections means sitting governors are pretty much always on the stump. Governor Peter Shumlin is no exception, and he spent much of the past summer using his official appearance schedule to tout his performance in office. But on Tuesday, inside a reception hall on Burlington's waterfront, the re-election campaign finally became official.
And these past 4 years cry for us to say, two more years.
Former Democratic Governor Madeleine Kuhnen introduced Shumlin to a crowd made up mostly of politicians, lobbyists, Democratic Party officials, and members of the Shumlin administration. Shumlin hit on familiar themes of jobs, the economy, and health care in his 15-minute speech, and he said one sector in particular is key to the state's economic future.
It means investing in renewable energy as if our way of life and our economy depends upon it, because indeed they do.
Shumlin first vowed to deliver a single-payer health care system back in 2010. 4 years later, he has yet to tell voters what taxes he'll use to fund the program. But he says answers to public financing questions are coming in January.
We are moving forward on the nation's first single-payer health care system that contains cost, takes the burden off of employers, and simplifies the system for all Vermonters. I was elected to get tough things done, and this may well be the toughest, but I will not rest until it is done.
In addition to enjoying all the advantages of incumbency, Shumlin has some other political factors swaying in his favor, namely the emergence of third-party candidate Dan Feliciano. Feliciano will appear on the ballot as a Libertarian, but he won more than 2,000 write-in votes in the Republican primary and could split the conservative vote in November. Shumlin took swipes at both Feliciano and GOP nominee Scott Milne. Both men have accused Shumlin of using Vermont as a laboratory for ill-advised policy schemes like single-payer.
My Republican and Libertarian opponents' positions can be summed up like this. They're against pretty much everything that you and I are for. That's the brutal truth. They live in a world of no.
David Sunderland, chairman of the Vermont GOP, says the state's shrinking workforce, stagnant wage growth, and rising tax burdens are the result of poor leadership in the governor's office. And he says voters are beginning to catch on.
He's overseeing an economy that's stagnant. The cost of living in Vermont is worse, not better. Our state budgets have consistently gone up by two times or more what most Vermonters' paychecks have been seeing. We've seen uncontrolled increases in property taxes.
Shumlin has more than $1 million in his campaign account. Neither of his opponents has more than $20,000. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Burlington.